From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation testified before a congressional panel and says the agency is investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. As with any counterintelligence investigation, this will also include an assessment of whether any crimes were committed.
FBI head James Comey also said he has no information to support President Trump's accusations that former President Obama wiretapped his New York City residence. The U.S. Senate holds its first confirmation hearing for Neil Gorsuch. He is the judge President Trump has picked to fill a long vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. The court has been one short of its 9 justices since Antonin Scalia died in February of last year.
Gorsuch told lawmakers that judges must not legislate from the bench.
It's for this body, the people's representatives, to make new laws. If judges were just secret legislators, declaring not what the law is, but what they would like it to be, the very idea of a government by the people and for the people would be at risk.
The committee's chairman, Republican Chuck Grassley, lauded Gorsuch's conservative judicial philosophy.
That's VOA's Michael Bowman. This is VOA News. Syrian forces Monday counterattacked rebels in the capital, Damascus, the day after the opposition fighters staged a surprise assault on government-held neighborhoods in the northeastern part of the city. The rebels' gains over the past year have been in northwestern Syria along the border with Turkey, where opposition fighters backed by Turkey have pushed out Islamic State militants. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in a large Iraqi delegation to the White House Monday for talks aimed at further coordinating efforts to defeat Islamic State extremists in northern Iraq. Mr. Trump lamented the 2011 withdrawal of U.S. forces from Mosul and the rest of Iraq, a decision made in 2008 and later implemented by President Barack Obama.
We just spent a few minutes speaking in the Oval Office and learning and giving each other ideas. One of the things I did ask is, why did President Obama sign that agreement with Iran? Because nobody's been able to figure that one out. But maybe someday we'll be able to figure it out.
Iraqi troops have entered an area around Mosul's symbolic mosque, and while Iraqi officials say the government troops have made gains in Mosul, militants are ruthless in the fight for survival. More from Slatis Ahok reporting for VOA.
Retaking the old city of Mosul is riddled with challenges.
It is one of the toughest areas, and in fact it is difficult, chaotic, and very tight. But our forces managed to get out of their vehicles and enter the old city.
Militants are believed to be using suicide bombers to block the advance of government troops. Military officials say fighting in a densely populated old city is extremely difficult.
The challenges are firstly how to avoid hitting civilians because they are using them as human shields. And secondly, the area is difficult because it is an ancient neighborhood and we use less heavy weapons.
Civilians are streaming out of western Mosul with meager possessions and people wounded by landmines or booby traps.
Britain announced it will trigger Article 50, formally signaling the country's intention to leave the European Union on March 29th. Theresa May is the British Prime Minister.
When people voted in the referendum last year, it wasn't just about leaving the EU. I think they did vote for change. They voted for a change in the way the country works, to make sure that it works for everyone, not just a privileged few. And as part of that, we want to build, we have a plan for Britain, and part of that is about building a stronger economy.
Article 50 of the EU's treaty covers how a member can withdraw. The breakup began with last year's referendum, in which British voters narrowly chose to leave the EU. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.